So API Gateway supports the browser security cross-origin resource sharing. So cores must be enabled if you want to be able to receive API calls from another domain. So for this, API Gateway works with that. And we create an options pre-flight request, and that must contain the following cores headers: access control allow methods, access control allow headers, allow origins. And so these methods can be set from the console. And so to summarize how cores are and how they work, here is a very concrete example. So our web browser goes to our S3 bucket to get our static website content, which is at example.com, www.example.com. And the JavaScript that we've launched and launched from the S3 bucket is asking us to make API calls into our cross-origin api.example.com. So as such, our web browser, as a security, will make an options pre-flight request into our API gateway. Then our API gateway will give us a pre-flight response if the origin is allowed to make a cross-origin request. And finally, if everything goes well, then the web browser and the API gateway can talk to one another. So from an exam perspective, all you need to know is that cores can be enabled on the API gateway in case you're doing cross-origin types of requests. All right, that's it. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.